Hey, this is Steve Bloom, and you are listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
You are now on the inside of what I like to call the Circle of Trust.
We are all connected in the great circle of life.
You know something, Bert?
What?
I think you and I are going in circles.
It feels like we're going in circles.
The circle is now complete. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master.
Because it's a circle.
Yeah, we heard about the circle.
Yes, we're familiar with shapes.
Hi, this is Greg.
This is Chuck.
And this is Dan, and we are Talking in Circles, brought to you by the Geekcast Radio Network, the podcast that's best known for being a podcast. Yes, today we are bringing back another game that we played once before called Best Known As, and we'll get to that in our second segment, but basically it would be me challenging Greg and Chuck to see how well they know some of their most beloved celebrities. But before we get to all that, how's the week been going for you guys?
Week's been pretty boring, I guess. Nothing really too exciting going on. I got eaten alive by mosquitoes the other night, so that was fun.
Oh, that's not good, especially with all the Zika going around.
Yeah, I was actually thinking that too while I was getting eaten alive. I was like, I really hope there's not Zika in these mosquitoes.
Yeah,
I went to this park. I met this thinking about joining this church group thing, and they had this cookout thing at the park and everything. So I met them there, and it was kind of at dusk, and it was starting to get dark, and all the mosquitoes came out, and they were just in full force. It was disgusting. They were all over you.
Wow,
and, of course, I didn't remember to bring bug spray or anything like that.
Yeah.
You could just feel them crawling on you. I must've killed 20 of them, just, smack and kill them all over you.
Yeah.
And it's weird. When I get mosquito bites, I don't know if it's the same for everybody else, but they don't start itching till 2 days later. I'm not sure why this is. But
I either that or it's instantly. It's it's there already. It's it just happened. But yeah.
Interesting. But yeah, so that was disgusting. That was probably the most exciting thing that happened to me this week. So,
Greg, how about you? You feeling better? I know last week you were in the hospital. Hopefully this week ended up a little better.
I've been recovering pretty well, except for Saturday. Saturday, I almost passed out again and almost threw up again. My tummy was a little backed up, and I had Professor Farnsworth come in and go, "Good news! Take a suppository!" So that was fun.
Well, there you go. I mean, that'll do it. That'll do it for sure. So, yeah, my week's been about the same. Again, I'm still a little under the weather. For sure, getting better bit by bit. Though it was exciting because football's back, so that's always great, especially when my team, the Giants, wins their first week, even though they like to make it seem very close, Fantasy football was kind of a wash. Some of them, I lost some leagues, won some, but, And I have Keenan Allen in, three leagues, and he went down the first week with, for the rest of the season, so that kind of sucks. But
ouch. Yeah. That hurts.
Yeah. But, tis how it works, so... Apparently, I'm just hoping AP and Todd Gurley actually get more than a collective of 8 points next week. That's my goal. So
yeah, I know. I had Peterson as well, and I think he got three.
That is why I did not draft him. Lately, he's been kind of hit or miss. He hasn't been a real good gatherer of points.
I think he'll get back on track this week.
Yeah, I mean, it was weird because they actually had a really good game, but he had nothing. So I don't know what you're gonna do.
But yes, they won.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know. But the one thing I did get to do, and I know you guys also read a good bit, so we actually have a lot of common books to talk about, and I'm going to talk about one, but I'm not going to go in great detail because I actually have a full review up at geekcastradio.com. And Greg, I know you read the first issue of this, but now the first two issues are out, and it is the latest comic by Ed Brubaker and artist Sean Phillips, coming from Image Comics, and it is the comic Kill or Be Killed. For those that don't know, when we did our top five favorite comic book writers, Ed Brubaker was number one for me. I love what he did with Winter Soldier last year. He had The Fade Out, which was one of my favorite stories of last year. So anything that has his name on it, especially when it's tied with Sean Phillips, him and Phillips just have like a beautiful chemistry, if I must say so. So I was excited to see them back together again. And, you know, it, in true fashion, it is another crime story with a little bit slightly of a twist. And the premise of it basically is this man attempts to kill himself. He fails. However, he finds out that the reason he lived was because a supposed demon saved him. And the caveat is if he doesn't kill someone within a 30-day period, he will end up taking his life and like basically being in the hell. There's some questions if the demon is real or not. Is it a figment of his imagination? Is he going crazy? That's all unknown at this point. But basically, it's his premise of him having to kill someone, but like trying to find someone who deserves to be killed. So, two issues in so far, and I am digging it quite a bit. And Greg, I know you said you read the first issue, so I was curious to hear what you thought of it so far.
Yeah, I really liked it. It's a really cool concept, very psychological with how things are going. It'd be interesting to see how the main character kind of figures out what he's doing and how it affects him in the long run.
Definitely, and I think like in the second issue, it goes even further. I like the first issue a lot, but I even think it got better with the second issue because you see him come face to face with that decision of, okay, who am I going to kill? And he goes through this entire process of, you know, not only deciding like how you get a gun, like because he's going to need a gun that can't be traced. So, you know, like there's like a scene of him going to a drug dealer and asking, you know, do you have a gun I can borrow? And he's like, no, I don't have a gun you can borrow. It's like, so there's some of that. And, but it's a really well told story. There's a lot going on. Ed Brude here is like slowly kind of giving us some background of the main character and kind of learning more about him and his past. He's kind of interesting life. There's a lot really going on already in these first two issues, but it doesn't feel overly complicated or convoluted. It's really well paced and well told. So like if you've enjoyed anything that they've done before, like I said, they've done Fatale, they did the Fade Out last year, where you like crime stories. Even if you like some of the more like realistic Punisher stories, because it opens up in almost like a scene that reminded me of a Punisher comic, but it slowly kind of gets into something else. So if things like that, you enjoy that, I would definitely recommend it. But if you want to know more about it, you can check out my review at geekcastradio.com in the comic book review section. So, but I know, Chuck, you also read a few things, if I'm not mistaken, so I'd be curious to hear what you read and what you thought of them.
I read some comics and I liked them.
Nice. Great. Greg, not you. No.
Moving along. Now, I have a couple of random things. First, I'd like to insert a shameless plug here for something that a business that I patronized this weekend. Actually, I found this place. I got this business card from the Baltimore Comic Con. I didn't think too much of it, but it was a $10 gift card. So, you know, when I got home, I was kind of looking at it and I'm like, you know, $10 kind of, you know, can go a long way if you're buying comics or a paperback or something like that. So I'm like, let me check out what they have. And it turns out they pretty much just have just single issues and a lot of back issues and things like that. And tons and tons and tons of back issues, just about anything you could possibly think of. I found some things on there that I liked. Something looking for a long time, actually, and that was if you're familiar with the Marvel character Champion of the Universe, he's one of the cosmic characters. I've been looking for his first appearance for quite a number of years now, and it Marvel 2-in-1 annual number 7. And for whatever reason, I always was intrigued by that story because he got like in this sort of fighting tournament with some of Earth's best and strongest fighters. You had the Thing in there, Colossus,
the Hulk, right?
A few other ones. Well, the Hulk was there, but there was a thing where a Champion refused to fight the Hulk, but a savage brute that had no like honor or anything like that, so he kind of refused to fight him. But I had been looking for this issue for years, and so they had it on the site. They had actually a near mint copy. I think it was It's like a 8.0 or 8, something like that, for a decent price. So I ended up picking it up. And when you check out, they let you pick out a free comic, like some of the cheap ones from like the free comic book day and stuff like that. I didn't know anything about any of the ones to choose from, so I just picked this one that sounded kind of cool, and it's called Jurassic Strike Force.
Nice. There you go.
And I figured, well, you know, I like dinosaurs and I like comic books, so it sounds rather interesting. And it sort of reminds me of like a kid's comic that, like, you know, maybe we would have read back in the 90s as kids or something like that. And believe it or not, it reminds me a lot of the Ninja Turtles comics, partly because it's a little bit for kids, but it's also got some funny elements in there. There's some comedy as far as, like, you know, their appetites and like how much they eat and stuff like that. There's like the one panel where they order like 200 tacos or something. And it's just kind of like funny and playful. It reminded me a lot of the Ninja Turtles stuff growing up. And I mean, it's obviously not for our age group, which I didn't know at the time, but I kind of got a kick out of it. And I thought, well, this would be a good recommendation if, you know, if someone's looking for a comic for, like, you know, their kid or their nephew or somebody young or something like that. I think it's pretty interesting. It's actually by the publisher is called Silver Dragon Books.
Nice.
Yeah. And so it's called Jurassic Strike Force. And it's a great little kids comic. I think it's pretty interesting. So
is it like a recent book, or is it like, is it from like the 90s? Is it, you know?
No, it's recent. This particular issue is a one shot that was for Free Comic Book Day. I don't know if it was this year or last year. Last year, 2015. So I guess the first volume of the actual comic came out in 2015, and this was sort of like a one shot to go along with it, like a promotional thing. Nice. But pretty interesting. I think I figured something a little outside my wheelhouse to talk about. So
cool. So the Champions book that you bought, so is that in actual like sealed case with a grade on it?
No, it is not graded. Okay. It's well, it was graded by them.
Okay.
To the best of their ability. But once I got it, I thought, you know, for the amount of money I paid for this thing, I'm like, there's no way that this thing is like an 8.5 copy of it. And I got it in the mail, and upon inspection, I was extremely surprised. It actually is a really, really nice copy.
Interesting.
Crisp corners, no creases. There's no little nothing on the binding. I mean, it's a really good copy. So the place is legit. They have really fast shipping, and they do this cool thing where they let you put your friends' email addresses, and if they buy something, you get a $15 gift card.
Oh, wow.
And if you do recommend them, they send them like a $5 off coupon.
Wow.
So I think I sent that to you guys. I'm not sure if you got it or not, but
I don't know. I might have went to my spam folder, but we could kind of join forces and buy some good stuff. You know?
Yeah, I got mine in my email. I just didn't find anything. I was kind of out that day, so I didn't spend much time there.
Yeah.
Nice.
Like I said, they don't really have any trade paperbacks or graphic novels, but any kind of back issue that you're missing at all, they have on their they have different grades available. There's like multiple copies, so you can pick whatever one you want. Pretty fair prices too. So
awesome. Very cool. All right, Greg, moving on over to you. Again, another comic filled episode. You read a few things as well, so be curious to hear what those were and what you thought of them.
I read two graphic novels. The first one I want to talk about is one of our favorite X-Men villains, which is Magneto, who's kind of, I don't know if you know, after the whole events where the Phoenix Force takes possession of Cyclops, Magneto, and a few others, I believe. I forget the whole list of people. Magneto has kind of lost his powers a little bit, and the X-Men team that he was with Cyclops out in the mountains trying to teach the kids and everything, is kind of disbanded and everything. So Magneto's out on his own, and it's interesting to see what Magneto's going to do, if he's going to relapse into kind of his villain past, or if he's going to be heroic. And he picks this weird middle ground throughout the whole thing. He's trying to find out who he kind of is. And the author, Bunn, gives him a nice inner monologue that we get to listen to, and it gives Magneto a great voice that he talks with. And so it looks like he's going back into his past of trying to how he's going about helping mutants and everything. So it's a big question throughout the whole thing of what he's exactly going to do. And as far as art style goes, I'm not a big fan of the art, but I thought the story was good enough that it didn't really matter what the art looked like, because I'm not a big fan of Walta, who is the Gabriel Hernandez Walta and Javier Fernandez. I'm not a huge fan of how they draw faces. They kind of look weird, especially Magneto's. But I think the story more than makes up for it. I would recommend, if you're a fan of Magneto, to check this one out. It was very, very interesting, very psychological, and very interesting to see which way Magneto's kind of going. And he's also dealing with his powers aren't as strong as they used to be and everything, so he's kind of going about different ways of kind of using them to interesting results. It was interesting because it's kind of violent and a little bit gritty, and you can see Magneto, he was leader of mutants and everything, and now he's kind of just working out of a motel room. So that's also kind of an interesting look into his new world that he's kind of got going on. So I highly recommend that. It's called Magneto. This first graphic novel is called Infamous. So I would definitely check that one out. And the next one is something that you, Dan, have been recommending to me, and I just happened to get for very cheap at the Baltimore Comic Con on the last day. They were selling them for $15, which I believe is close to the, it's normally $20. They were selling it for $15 at the con. And then on the last day, they dropped it all the way down to $5. So it was a very good pickup for me. And it is the Mark Waid written Archie. Volume one of Archie, the remake of Archie to present day setting. It was actually really good. I don't think Fiona Staples actually draws all of...
No, she did like the first two issues, I think. Which kind of
It says here in the beginning it's the first three, then it moves over to Annie Wu and Veronica Fish, which that's kind of disappointing. I've much rather Fiona Staples' artwork than the other two, but Mark Waid definitely makes up for it, and definitely makes the world of Archie a lot of fun. And he also adds very nice elements into it to make it so it's kind of action-packed, but not having any of the action. There's a lot of tense moments that keep you hanging on, and a lot of very damning stuff that can happen as a result of these characters kind of coming together and what they choose and everything and how they go about things. And I think the characters themselves are very well developed and used by Mark Waid. I really liked Jughead and how he's kind of like this weird philosopher kind of situation to Archie. And then the comedic moments of Archie being so clumsy and everything. And then the lipstick incident, and you're like, for the first two or three issues, you're like, what's the lipstick incident? What's the lipstick incident? And you think it's just like that Archie cheated and some girl's lipstick, Betty found some lipstick on one of his clothing items, but it's totally something you don't expect, and that's also quite interesting. And then you got Veronica, who I don't know much about Archie comics, but I always thought Veronica was kind of like the stuck-up, snotty girl who kind of pines after Archie, but so far it's Archie kind of pining after her, and you see his friends Betty and Jughead trying to help him out with that and to show him that she's not what he thinks. So there's a lot of interesting stuff going on. It's not a lot of like superhero action packed, but there is action kind of going on, but not the stuff that we're used to with reading superhero comics. But I definitely thought it was a great read. I would definitely continue on reading this. I wish they would get Fiona Staples back on the artwork, because I enjoy her stuff so much. But what does come in later issues is pretty good. I still like, you started me off with Fiona Staples, so and nothing's going to compare to that, but the stories are definitely well told and interesting.
It does kind of feel a little cheap. It's like it tries to lure you in. It's like, oh, great, Fiona Staples is drawing this. And it's like, oh, not for all of it, though. So
yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, it's a modernization, but I think it still kind of stays in the true with Archie. And, like, I never read Archie before this series, and I enjoyed it. But
yeah.
Are you going to now watch Riverdale on CW? Are you going to go full in on the Archie?
I'm not sure on that. I think I would check out the first episode, see what's going on with it, and if it's too much like
90210.
Yeah, then I'm out. But if it's
also drawn by Fiona Staples, maybe.
Yeah, or written by Mark Waid. I thought Mark Waid did a really great job with it.
Yeah, yeah, which has me excited for his Champion series, which is coming out pretty soon. So, awesome.
Yeah, that also looked really good.
Very cool. All right, so yeah, that's our thoughts on our number of new and old comics. So, like to hear what you guys thought about those, but we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to play one of our favorite new games, best known for, in just a bit.
I'm Colin Baker.
My name's Fraser Hines.
Hi, I'm Daphne Ashbrick.
This is Andrew Cartmell.
Hi, this is Colin Spall.
Hello, I'm Simon Fisher-Becker.
This is Ian McNeice.
Hi, this is Travis Ritchie.
You listen to this, Mark.
Listen to Mark Who 42's Universe.
If you're into Doctor Who, listen to Mark Who 42's Universe. We always have the latest Doctor Who news, reviews, and interviews. We are available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Cast Radio Network, and our home base, MarkWho42.net.
MarkWho42, the meaning of life.
Hey guys, this is JD from the In Session Film Podcast. Every week on our show, you can join my co-host Brendan and I as we review the latest films that's out in theaters. It also inspires us to discuss a top three list of some sort, and we have a lot of other fun movie discussions as well. It's always a blast. And we also have a show on Fridays called our Extra Film Podcast. This is a show that gives us the space to talk about the latest indies and art films and other classics that we normally just don't get to talk about on our main show. You can find our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and more. In fact, you can just see everything about us, including our social medias, at InSessionFilm.com. So join us every week. We'd absolutely love to have you.
All right, and welcome back. Yes, today we are playing a brand new game for us. It's only the second time, called Best Known As. And the way it works, I will be giving Greg or Chuck two nicknames of two different actors or actresses, and they don't know who it is. After they choose that person, I'll reveal the actor or actress. And what they're going to be doing is telling me how many of the best movies or TV shows they're best known for, how many of them they can name. And by that, we mean if you go to IMDb, everyone's page, every actor's page, there's a best known as. And there's four different selections for each actor or actress. Some of them might surprise you how they decide what goes there. So, similar to Name That Tune, they'll indicate they think they can name up to one, two, three, or all four. If, depending on what they say, it'll go to the next person. The next person can then try to do up that challenge and to keep it going, or tell the other person to name those movies or TV shows. If that person guessing gets it wrong, the other person does have the opportunity to steal. And we're going to change it a little bit here. So if the person gets it wrong, I'm just going to tell them that they didn't get it correct, but I will not tell them what they got right and what they got wrong. The person trying to steal then has the opportunity to basically name how many movies they would like to guess, up to 1, 2, 3, or 4. Depending on how many they get right, that's how many points they get. If they say, I'm going to guess 2, and they get both right, they get 2 points. If they want to guess 4 and they get all 4 right, they get 4 points. But if they say guess, if they pick 4 and only get 3 right, they don't get any points. So they have to be careful. And we'll say the first person to 10 points will win. I think we'll end up with more points this way around. So we'll say 10 for now, but if it doesn't, maybe by the end of it, it may just be whoever has the most points wins. Who knows? But all right. Well, if you didn't understand it, it'll make sense as we go. That's basically it. So, all right. So the first start off, Chuck, I'm going to throw two people at you, literally. So duck, make sure they don't hit you. But two different the nicknames of these people. We have the man who laughs or the man who runs. Which one would you rather choose from?
Oh, boy. I think I have an idea of who they are, but I don't know. I'm going to go with the man who runs.
The man who runs. That is, I don't know, any guesses who you think it might be?
probably a funny guess, but I'm going to say Tom Hanks.
Oh, close. It's Tom Cruise.
Oh, all right. I was thinking Forrest Gump.
Yeah. I was with you, Chuck. That's who I was thinking too.
That's a good one. But no, I went with Tom Cruise because no one can run like Tom Cruise in a movie. Every movie he's in, even if it's like Born in the 4th of July and he's in a wheelchair, he's going to find a way to run. So Tom
Cruise. I beg to differ. I think Triple H is a hell of a movie runner.
true. If anyone's seen Blaine Trinity, they know that is a fact. So
please don't.
All right, Chuck. So you have Tom Cruise. Out of the four things he's best known for, how many do you think you can name?
Wow. I could name a lot, but I think the more I name would increase my probability of getting wrong. So. Now, if I say like one here and I answer correctly, do I get 1 point?
That's correct. And if you say two, you get 2 points. But if you say one, I'm going to go over to Greg and he can say, Chuck, name it, or he can up it and say he can name two. So that's where the challenge lies.
All right. Let's see. Well, I'm going to go. Let's start off kind of in the middle. I'll go two. I'll say two.
So Chuck says he can name two. Greg, do you up him and go to 3 or 4, or do you challenge Chuck to name those movies or TV shows?
I think he's got Tom Cruise has a lot of movies out there, so I think it's going to be surprising which movies appear in his top four. So I'm going to say Chuck name those.
All right, Chuck, go ahead. You have two. And I will tell you if you're right or wrong. I will not tell you which. Well, if you're right, I'll tell you, obviously. But if you're wrong, I will not tell you which one. If you any of those appear, I'll just tell you that you didn't get both of them correct.
Okay. My two picks will be Mission Impossible and Top Gun.
Chuck, you are correct.
Yes.
2 points goes to Chuck. Any guesses on this is for free guesses. Any guesses on what the other two movies might be?
Oh boy.
Minority Report? That's wrong.
That is not there. That's a good guess though.
Yeah. Thank
Jack
you.
Jack Reacher?
Nope.
I do like Minority Report. That's a good movie.
The other two are A Few Good Men and Jerry Maguire.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, see, good thing I went with two.
Yeah, see? You're learning. All right. So Chuck is on the board with two.
I'm like Skynet. I'm learning. Yeah.
All right, Greg, moving on over to you. We have The Man Who Laughs and Unleaded.
I'm going to go with The Man Who Laughs.
The Man Who Laughs, as in Eddie Murphy.
Okay.
How many of the best-known things can you name for Eddie Murphy?
I will go with two.
Oh, he's stealing Greg's or Chuck's strategy. I like where your head's at. You're going with two. Chuck, are you going to challenge him and go up to three, or are you going to make him name him?
Oh, boy. Yeah, he just has so many movies. I think we'll just play it safe here and make Greg name them.
Greg, you have been challenged. Again, I will let you know if you got them right or wrong. What two are you going with?
I'm going to go with two of my most favorite movies of Eddie Murphy's and pretty much of all time. I am going with Trading Places and Coming to America. If you have not seen those movies, go see them. They are two of my favorites.
Wow, I got to say, unexpected that you go with Trading Places, which is weird. But in the end, you are correct. We have a tie score. 2-2, Trading Places and Coming to America. Any guesses on what the other two are?
Beverly Hills Cop.
That's correct.
Oh, and the Clump movies, the
Buddy Professor.
Yes.
No, that would make sense. It's Norbert. I don't know why.
What? Ugh.
Yeah.
That was my next guess. Because I figured an oddball one. It's got to be an oddball one.
Yeah. I guess known for its shame, I guess. All right. So we got Eddie Murphy down. We got Tom Cruise down. Chuck, back over to you. We have Unleaded or Known to Get Lippy.
Ooh, I think I know who Unleaded is. I'm going to go Unleaded.
All right. Unleaded.
Can I guess who it
might
be?
Go ahead. Guess.
I'm going to guess it's Patrick Swayze.
No, that's funny. I went with Shaquille O'Neal. Do you know Diesel why I guessed O'Neal.
That? Oh, okay. Do you know why I guessed Patrick Swayze?
Because of that movie where he's in with the Black Draft or whatever?
No. Oh, my God, Roadhouse. When he goes up to the bar and orders a coffee, the guy says, leaded or unleaded?
No, I did not know
that. Somewhere in the depths of my mind, that made sense.
Somewhere in the depths of my mind calling Shaquille O'Neal unleaded made sense because of Diesel. Even though Diesel's not lead, it's stupid. I apologize. My joke was bad. All right, so Shaquille O'Neal. I know kind of a random choice, but I wanted to have fun
with it.
Has
he made four movies?
Yeah, unfortunately. He's been in more than that. Shaquille the Diesel O'Neal. How many of his movies or TV shows, these aren't, I'll give a fair warning, there's no weird, like, sports thing in here, like ESPN, SportsCenter. How many can you name out of his top four?
Wow. I'm going to go one.
Greg, can you go above one, or are you going to make Chuck name it?
I'll go for two.
Going to two. Chuck. On to you. Is he naming them, or are you going up to three?
Yeah, he's going to name them.
What do you got, Greg?
I'm going to go with Steel.
Okay.
And I'm trying to think of the name of the other one where he's the genie. And I'm having trouble coming up with an actual name of it. Son of a bitch. It's the crappy genie movie. I know they did it on How Did This Get Made? I'm pretty sure. Where he raps. Son of a bitch.
Time's up. Sorry.
Yeah. I got it. You got it. You got it. Last chance.
Genie Shack.
No, unfortunately. Well, nope, you were not correct. Damn. Chuck, any attempt to steal? And if so, how many are you going to go for?
I will steal. I'm going to stick with one.
All right.
I am going to say... Oh, crap. It happened to me, too. I'm going to say Shazam.
Damn it, that was the one!
Kazam. And you are actually incorrect. This is the most random thing ever, partially why I wanted to bring it up. His top four, which makes no sense, After the Sunset is number one, which I don't remember him being in that movie, The House Bunny, Good Burger, and He Got Game.
Oh, wait, is that the one with Pierce Brosnan and Selma Hayek?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, I don't remember him in that movie at all.
Wow.
I don't remember him in any of those.
Yeah, I don't know.
Of course, I haven't seen Good Burger in like 10 years.
Welcome to Good Burger, Hummo the Good Burger. Can I take your order? Dude.
All right. All right, Greg, moving it back over to you. So we have known to get lippy or more than a haircut.
More than a haircut.
More than a haircut. That is none other than Kurt Russell. Out of his top four, how many can you name?
Two.
Going with this two, going with the two strategy. Chuck, you challenging him or are you going to up it to three?
Let's live a little. I'm going to go for three.
Going
for three. Do it, Chuck. Do it.
Go ahead. Again, I will not tell you if which ones are right or wrong. It'll just let you know if you got them all correct or if Greg has the opportunity to steal.
Yeah, probably gonna get the wrong because he has a lot of them. But we gotta drive fast and take chances in this game, or else we'll lose listeners. So, all right, let me go. Let's see, Kurt Russell. I'm gonna say, I need three of them.
Is not one of his movies. Chuck, you lose.
Let's go with. Tombstone, Stargate, and Poseidon Adventure. Just Poseidon.
Oh. Chuck, Poseidon you Adventure. Are incorrect.
Oh, I thought so.
Ooh, Greg, yeah. You had the opportunity to steal. How many are you going to go with? One, two, three, or four?
I'm going to go with one. I'm going to put a caveat here. I always mess up Kurt Russell and... what's his name?
Patrick Swayze.
Yes, thank you. So that's going to be an issue for me. I'm going to go Escape from New York. That's him, right? Not Kurt Russell. Or
Yes, that's Kurt Russell in Escape from New York. Unfortunately, that's not one he's best known for, according to IMDb.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I know. Chuck did have one correct with Stargate. The other three are The Thing, The Hateful Eight, and Death Proof. So they went more recent with that one. So okay, no one gets any points that round.
Boo.
So we have that one off the board. All right, Chuck, back over to you. You are controlling the board. We still have Known to Get Lippy or Canadian Sweets.
Yeah, Canadian Sweets.
For Canadian Sweets, it's none other than John Candy.
Nice.
Best known for, many can you name?
I'm going to say two.
Going with the two strategy. That's the way it works. Greg, you going to challenge him or are you going to go up to three?
I'm going to have him name them.
He's having you name them. What two movies can you name out of his best known for?
Best known for John Candy. I'm going to go with The Great Outdoors and Cool Runnings.
That is incorrect.
Ugh, come on.
Greg, you have the opportunity to steal. What number are you going to go with and what movies are you going to choose? Or movie?
I'm trying to think if I know a second one that I want to guess. I'll just go for one. And I'm going to go for something very obscure. I'm going to go with Nothing But Trouble.
Nothing But Trouble. Good guess. Not on his best known for.
Damn it. Though.
No one gets points that round. We have
for a wacky choice there.
Yeah. When you went, when you said Little Unknown, I thought you might get it because you do have SCTV, one of the, his early sketch shows. Yeah. But movie-wise, you have Spaceballs, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, and Uncle Buck.
I was going to guess that one.
So,
yeah, probably should have went there.
Yeah. So those Stripes I can't really argue running? With. When I think that they did get that one correct. But all right, Greg, back over to you. You are controlling the board. You have Known to Get Lippy, or Less Than Eye Candy.
Lippy.
Known to Get Lippy, also known for Angelina Jolie.
Oh damn it!
Sorry.
That's all right. I'll go with two.
Going with two? Chuck, challenge, or going up at the three?
Let me think a second. Let's make it exciting. I'll go for three.
He's going for three? You going for four? Or are you making him go and name all those three movies?
Name it.
Commencing naming.
Convincing complete. Yeah.
We're going to go Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Okay.
We're going to go Lara Croft Tomb Raider. And okay. We're going to go Beowulf.
Ooh, Beowulf. Pulling out the Beowulf. That's unexpected. And I will say, Chuck, you are incorrect. Greg, you have the opportunity to steal. How many are you going with, and what are you choosing?
I'm going to go with one.
Okay.
And I'm going to go with Gia.
You are correct.
Woo!
So we have Gia, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Maleficent. Jeez, I can't say that word.
Maleficent.
Maleficent. And Salt. The condiment. So Greg is leading 3-2. All right, Chuck, back over to you. We have Less Than Eye Candy and Evil's Love.
Less Than Eye Candy.
For Less Than Eye Candy, we have Megan Fox.
Oh, I just got a disease. Sorry,
that's bad. Out of her best known for, how many can you name?
Wow. I'm just going to stick with two.
Again, the two strategy is coming out. Greg, are you naming three or is Chuck naming two?
I'll name three.
Wow, Greg is going to three. I mean, I guess she has less movies to choose from. Porn does not count, just to throw that out there. I'm assuming she's in it. That's insulting. I'm sorry. Chuck, you going to go for four or is Greg naming three?
I'm not sure I can name four. I'm going to make Greg name those.
All right, Greg, name those movies.
Transformers.
Full title? Is that you just going with Transformers?
Yes, I'm just going with the original Transformers.
Okay.
I'm going with, I think it's Jessica's Body, I believe the name of it is. I'm not sure about the actual name in it. Jessica's Body, and I'm going with the crap Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the first one as well, the one that she's in, of course.
The newest one, yeah.
Yeah.
Greg, you are correct.
Yes!
Transformers, I guess we need a judge for the call. Object. He says Jessica's Body, and it's Jennifer's Body. Are we giving it to him, or no? It's close enough. All right, we'll give it to him. So
I knew it was some girl's name with a J and body.
Remember my benevolence later.
So that is giving you 3 points. A lot of ones there. All right, Megan Fox is off the board. All right, Chuck, you chose that round, if I'm not mistaken. So Greg, back over to you. We have Evil's Love or Capital Punishment.
Let's go with Capital Punishment.
Okay, that is Denzel Washington.
Ugh.
Nice.
So, love out of Denzel Washington, best known for, how many can you name?
I'm going to go with... Wow, let me think here a second.
Remember, at this point, Greg is up 6-2.
6-2. I'm going to stick with the two.
Sticking with the two strategy. Greg, is he naming two, or are you upping it to three?
He can go for it, because I know nothing Denzel Washington, so it's all him.
All right, Greg, or all right, Chuck, you can scratch into Greg's lead. What two is he best known for?
Oh, man. I probably should have went three, but oh well. I'm going to go with Remember the Titans? And Training Day.
You are correct.
Yes.
The other two, American Gangster and Man on Fire.
Yeah, see, I was going to say Man on Fire, so I should have went three, but oh well. At least we got two.
Played it safe. Well, you did claw into that lead, so now it is 6-4, Greg. All right, Greg, you have Evil's Love or The Ultimate Fighter?
Evil's Love.
Evil's Love. As in Natalie Portman. out of her top four movies, best known for, how many can you name?
One.
Going with the one strategy. Chuck, can you name two, or is he naming one?
I'm going to go up to two.
Up to two? Greg, what say you? I didn't mean to rhyme there, but it happened, so deal with it.
he can name them.
All right, Chuck. Again, what two do you have? And I will let you know if you're correct or incorrect.
Natalie Portman. We're going to go with Thor.
Okay.
And we're going to go with Star Wars Revenge of the Sith.
Chuck, you are incorrect.
Oh my gosh, are you serious?
Yeah. Greg, you have the opportunity to steal. How many are you going to go with, and what are you guessing?
I'm going to go with one, and I'm going to go with Black Swan.
Greg, you are correct. Black Swan is one of her top four.
Lame.
Chuck, you did have one correct, Star Wars Episode III. The other two are Leon the Professional, which is one of her first films, and V for Vendetta. So.
Yeah, because that's more well-known than Thor.
Yeah. I guess she has a bigger part in it. I don't know. All right, so Greg does get 1 point. All right, so Greg, you guessed that round. So, Chuck, over to you. You have The Ultimate Fighter or Imported Magic. I know these names are awful, but it was just, you know, the way to do it.
That's cool, The Ultimate Fighter.
The Ultimate Fighter, also known as Scott Adkins.
Nice.
Out of his top four, how many can you name?
I'll stick with two.
Greg, you challenging him or are you going to three?
Go for it, Chuck.
All right, Chuck, go ahead.
All right, let's do it. Undisputed two.
Okay.
Let's go with... Oh, my gosh. Ninja.
You are correct.
Yes.
The other two are Undisputed 3 and Bourne Ultimatum.
Nice.
So,
idea who that was. So.
Oh, sorry. We talked about him last time.
Have a good one, Chuck. That was on me.
So we do have a close game here, 6-7. All right, Greg, over to you. We have the Imported Magic or Boston Bread.
Imported Magic?
Imported Magic. We have Emma Watson. I think you know who she is. Out of her top four, how many can you name?
Not a lot, because I don't know anything other than Harry Potter that she's been in. So I'm going to go with one.
He's going with one. Chuck, any guesses? Or you going to two, or are you making him guess one?
I'll go two.
Greg, challenge or going to three?
Chuck can name them.
All right, Chuck, go ahead.
All right. Let's go Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Chuck, you are correct. The other two are Harry Potter and Deathly Hallows Part 1 and Harry Potter and Deathly Hallows Part 2. So there you go.
Takes the lead.
With those 2 points, we have Chuck at 8 and Greg at 7. So this can actually be it right here, depending on how this goes. This could be it for the game. So we have Boston Bread or Man's Man.
My pick?
Yeah. Yes, because Greg had Emma Watson, so your pick. Boston Bread or Man's Man?
Let's go with Man's Man.
Okay. A Man's Man. And that, of course, is John Wayne.
Nice.
Out of John Wayne's top four, how many can you name?
Oof. He certainly has a lot.
Yeah, he has 178 credits on IMDb, so.
Yeah.
And that's just from last year, which is weird.
Weird. He's still making them after he's dead. I'll stick with the two strategy.
The two strategy, Greg, is it going to win him the game? Well, it won't win you the game, but actually it would, because that would give you 10. So Greg, are you going to challenge him? Keep in mind, as I said, if he gets those two right, that will win him the game. Or are you going to go up to three? And if you get those three right, you will win the game.
I'll go with three.
Going with three. Chuck, you challenging him to name those three, or are you going to try to name all four?
I'm going to challenge him to name them.
All right, Greg. This could be the game. If you can name top three out of the top four for John Wayne. Again, I will tell you if you're correct or incorrect, but if you're incorrect, I will not tell you which ones were right or wrong.
Rio Bravo.
Okay.
El Dorado.
Okay.
Which movie should I go for the third? What's the one? Damn it, they made a remake of it recently with what's his name, and I'm not coming up with the name of it. Damn it. Dad!
We don't have lifelines, unfortunately.
No photo.
How much time do I have left to think of this?
I'll give you 5 seconds.
If I'm not getting it, I'm going to go with the shootist. I'm going with the shootist, I think. I think that's the name of it.
All right.
Not the one I was thinking of before, but...
Greg, you are...
Wrong.
Incorrect. Chuck, again, where strategy plays in here, you have the opportunity to steal. If you name two, you'll win the game.
Ooh.
Again. It's your choice. What are you going to do?
I'm going to pull a Jack Del Rio and the Oakland Raiders, and I'm going to go for two in the win.
Going for two? Who are you choosing? What are you choosing? What movies?
I'm going to go with Rio Bravo and The Searchers.
Chuck, you are correct, and you are this week's champion.
Nice.
The other two, The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance and True Grit.
True Grit was what I was trying to think of.
Or sorry, Rio Bravo, True Grit, and The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance and The Searchers were his top four. So very close game this time around. I think that way worked a little bit better than last time. So very close game. Came down to the very last round. So close. So close, Greg. Nice. Alrighty. Well, let us know how you did playing along. You can do so by going to geekcastradio.com and commenting on the episode post or emailing us feedback@geekcastradio.com or on Facebook and Twitter. Just search Talking in Circles, GCRN. You guys are also on Twitter. What are your Twitter names?
I am at Heroic Age Chuck.
I am at Create Forge, or at The Create Forge, sorry.
And I am at Movie Revolt. But that'll be it for this week. We'll be back next week. Same time, same channel, same podcast. But for now,
this has been Chuck.
This has been Greg, or The Last Second Loser.
And this has been Dan, and we've been talking in circles. We'll see you next week. Just gotta go for two. That's the key.
It worked for the Raiders last week.
If it works for the Raiders, it works for the rest of us. Who thought the Raiders would be the ones giving us advice? It seems like a real world we live in right now.
Yeah.